agency itself.
Procedural details still need to be worked out, and President Biden has asked that the trial not hold up other business like confirming his cabinet appointees. The Senate this morning confirmed retired Army General Lloyd Austin as defense secretary.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
He's the first black secretary of defense, retired 4 years ago. Defense secretaries are supposed to have been civilians for at least the last 7 years, but Congress approved a waiver. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together, we do more.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. A Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 117 points. Drizzling outside or misty. 57 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, Bill Wine. And only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Weekend, TGIF, and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, a big week coming up next week. There's been a little bit of change in my medical schedule that I'll share with you guys. Instead of doing the chemo just on Friday, they're going to do it on Thursday and Friday. They like me that much. They're going to give it to me twice. No, well, they're doing it because they don't want to overload me in one day. So instead of the 6 hour, they're going to do a 1 5-hour, 1 4-hour, and see how I respond to it in that time frame. So that's going to knock me out for Thursday and Friday. So I hope you guys will take care of Joey, and I will be here as fast as I can on Monday after I get the port put in. But I want to share that with the audience. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing, which we do today, 230-245, or the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. Amy, won it?
Yes.
Oh, man, and we've already gotten his information.
Yeah.
There, he's going to be a good one. I can't wait to hear what he does with that. I can't wait to hear when he meets the Mortgage Corporation South staff. I think their personalities will be great together. Let's see, a lot going on out here. The Biden people are kind of starting to feel the fact, yes, they are in the presidency, and they're got things they have to handle. So Peter Ducey asks Jen Psaki about Biden not wearing a mask. Listen to the back and forth, and then we'll talk about this.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know here, in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day, but I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID. The requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history. He was inaugurated as president of the United States. He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
Bigger issues to worry about. Do you remember how they ridiculed the Trump administration for not wearing masks? And they're taking no precaution. They're ignoring the science. Now, she is sitting there doing this press briefing without a mask on, by the way. And the follow-up question would be, do the people in the press shop always wear a mask all the time since this is government property? Does the president wear masks all the time when somebody comes into the Oval Office? All the time. Because that's what his rule says. Then they try to do this. Well, there weren't anybody around. Then they show a photo of him talking to the press or the press shooting him. And they were probably about 5 feet away. This is just, the hypocrisy is just crazy. And I guarantee you, if I go into the Department of Labor, which is a huge building, and I'm walking around the Department of Labor, not everybody's going to be wearing a mask in the Department of Labor. Those queer people will say, screw you, in a skinny minute. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Soulja Boy. First call of the day.
Is that all she can say?
Yeah, let me tell you, she does that a lot. I counted, in 1 minute, she did that about 9 times.
Got caught with her panties down. Sorry.
She does that when she doesn't get caught, when she just is talking. I mean, literally 9 times in 1 minute.
Who was the spokesperson, exiting one for, she did such a great job.
Kelly McEnery, who far, far better, superior to her, much smarter than Jen.
She don't want to mess with her. I'm going to tell you, she knows her facts.
And the press, said, thank God we have somebody that knows what they're talking about. Kaylee knew exactly what she was talking about. And the problem was, she knew a lot more than they did. Now, this lady doesn't know. She talks in circles.
And I wasn't surprised because she looks like a neo-Nazi feminist because...
Hey.
I can't say Nazi?
No, just no personal attacks. Come on.
Oh, why... Well, I'm just calling I'm just exercising my First Amendment rights, Dan. I mean, I looked at her and, I closed my eyes and I said, what kind of person is he going to have as his White House spokesperson? And she comes out there with absolutely no makeup on, that hairstyle and everything. And, you're right. It's not for me. How's that saying go? The masks?
Not. It is for thee, but it's not for me.
Not for me. That's exactly it. And you hit it right on the nose. I was going to have a nice quiet lunch when you played that clip, and I saw that clip last night, and I said, what? The hypocrisy. You ain't lying.
Oh, it's the other thing she did, and the press made a big point of that Kaylee McEnany was always lying. And then, they made a point of that, and this is on Psaki's first briefing. And she said, it is a fact that walls do not work. She said that. It is a fact. Walls do not work, and it did not change anything in immigration. It is a fact. That now, talk about lying and talk about making crap up to make you right. That was a make crap up line.
Well, I remember you said don't no personal attacks on the White House spokesperson. You know, I remember Nancy Pelosi calling my president, morbidly obese?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was personal.
Lighter things that she said.
Yeah, she said a lot of ugly things about Mr. Trump and everything. So I think I'm being pretty light this morning. Light mayonnaise. I'm spreading it light this morning.
Okay, Miracle Whip. Just calm down. Calm down.
I won't go there on that one, you know. But, you know, hey. it's just a point, you know, when I was like, I closed my eyes and I said, I wonder who this spokesperson's going to be, you know. And then she fits the persona. Perfect.
Yeah, she was the State Department spokesperson that we were always giving a hard time to.
I'm going to get her a $50 coupon for some Maybelline.
Well, I had a redhead friend of mine who said, redheads never wear red. And the first day out there, she was wearing a red dress, and she got a big kick out of that.
But you're right. I counted, too, how many because she got caught.
Yeah.
And she's not like, what's her name, Kaylee? Is that her name, Kaylee?
No, no. Her name is...
Kaylee.
Kaylee,
they did an interview with her, and she said before she ever goes in there, she gets all her facts. She does research and everything, so she knows what the heck she's talking about. When she says that it's not, you know, it's secondhand information. It's factual. And she goes in there, and she went in there. Did this individual even, was she even prepared?
Well, let me tell you what the problem is. She could say anything, and they'll go, oh, gosh, she's so smart. She's so brilliant. They do not ask her. I mean, they were asking about the defuming of the White House from the Trumps. I mean, that was one of the questions. Another question was, changing the color on Air Force One, and are you going to do anything to the interior?
Did you notice who the person was, network asked the question to her?
Yeah, that was Peter Ducey Fox.
Yep. Only one in there. I don't know how long before they'll try to get rid of him out of there.
I don't know, because one thing I have to say for Peter Ducey, he doesn't do the Acosta-type gotcha questions. He just gets a question that drives the point home.
Exactly. He doesn't have those gotcha, trying to trap you questions. He has to ask a simple, factual question. You know, why you're mandating it, you're supporting it and everything, but yet your boss is not doing it. And you lead by what? Example.
There you go. And the question is, how many other people are walking around the White House all the time with a mask on?
It just shocked me, but didn't surprise me at all. All right, guys, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I wonder if the canine unit has a mask on their dog.
No, the dogs are fine.
Dogs can't get COVID. No, well, they can. Gonna be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Friday, TGIF edition. I've been phoning a night and morning. Voice Corporation South, 567-9000. Just talked to Ashley. And she connected up with a cousin of hers who listens to the show. And she recognized the last name and then put two and two together when talking to him. He listens to the show and went to Mortgage Corporation South to get good financing. How about that? We're putting people together. Putting them together. So give them a call at 567-9000, VA, conventional, FHA, new house loan, construction loan. Say you want a home equity loan. They say you have a second home you want to look at refinancing. 567-9000 is Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Ricochet. Ricochet, how are you today?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to get over this coronavirus.
Oh, man, did you get it?
I worked until the 30th. Positive on the test. So it's a sickness like I've never had, but I really wasn't sick. It was just something attacked me from the inside of my body, man. But I'm okay.
So when did you contract it, and when did you find out?
Well, to be honest with you, I really can't tell you exactly when I contracted. I can give you a timeline. I'm going to say it was probably last Thursday, because I was in direct contact with an individual, and you know what kind of work it is, one of our residents. So I feel like that's when I got it, and I tested positive. It was on a Tuesday, the following Tuesday. I kind of felt a little like fatigue, not sick, but just kind of.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
I talked to a lot of people with it, and the first thing that goes is your appetite. So, and I advise, if you get it, force yourself to eat, because you're going to have some gastro problems like you've never had in your life. And that's the worst part I've had about it so far. Other than that, fever up and down, my O2 level, it dropped down to about 95, but it's back up to about 98.
95 is not bad, just as long as above 95 or higher. But
yeah, that's right.
In your work, I thought you would have been able to get the shot.
No, they wouldn't offer the shot. In fact, I don't think I would have took it if they offered it.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's just me, you know, personally.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. It's just a preference, I think. But yeah, I think, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's going to react to it different. I've talked to, like I said, a lot of people that's had it. And everybody's basically, it hits them different. But other than certain things, like migraine headaches is one of them, which I'd never had the first headache, you know.
Yeah.
But it seems like it when you get to the stage.
Yeah, it seems tiredness is kind of one commonality.
Well, that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Where I'm at now in the stage of it, and just keeping up with where everybody else has been and the problems that everybody's had with it, it's almost like when you get to this stage, everybody's got the same symptoms. It feels like that you have been in a fight for 4 days nonstop. You're so drained. I mean, you're so beat down. It's not like you're you're just really, really sick. It's just that you're so tired that you can't even get up, hardly.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I force myself to go out and walk around my backyard, you know, to keep the oxygen and keep myself, you know, mobilized. And, you know, I'm not one to lay around. And, of course, you know, I've got my daughters in health care. And, Dad, don't lay on your back and, you know, let pneumonia set up in your lungs, you know, set up, that kind of thing.
Is she enjoying bossing you around?
Oh, yeah. She loves it. Yeah, I guess she figures, Dad, you bossed me around all these years, now it's my turn.
Yeah, you know? There you go. I'm in charge. Yep. You're not.
But the reason I called,
yep.
I was sitting here watching this Fox News, and this guy, and I said, I got to call Dan on this guy right here because this is who's running our country. Play some clips back if you can on this fella. Brian Deese, the National Financial Council Director.
Oh, yeah.
This guy could not talk. And then he would dance around the question. He couldn't even give you a straight answer. But it was like he could not really say anything because it was like to pull this guy out of a box and throw him in front of a camera.
Yeah, they go, what are you doing right now? I said, nothing. Well, come on, you're going to go do a press availability here. I'll tell you one thing. So far, I'm not impressed with anybody that's been speaking for the Biden administration. Fauci is the best, but even he, the reason he's fairly good is he's kind of got his new wings back, and so he's kind of the old Fauci type thing. But other than that, everybody else is a big zero, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. But if you get a chance, it was live on Fox News, and I was sitting here watching, and I was like, I can't believe it. I got to call Dan and get his opinion on this guy, because they pulled this guy out of somewhere, stuck him in front of the camera, put a gun to his head, and made him talk. I mean, you know what I mean?
Get out of there and talk, or we'll blow your brains out.
You're going to be our spokesperson for the day.
we did not have sound up. We were reading the... reading it, but he didn't look very comfortable. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I had. Anyways, y'all have a good one.
You too. I hope you feel better.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Rick, let's fit you in here. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Well, thank you, Dan. Got a quick question for you.
Sure.
When Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of them, when they took this step to ban people or take them off their accounts,
mm-hmm.
what was said was, well, they're private companies. They have the right to refuse service to potential customers.
Right.
Where or how does that fit in with, I'm the owner of a, hypothetically, of a private bakery. And I want to refuse to bake a cake for somebody on moral Christian beliefs.
And let me answer the question for you. The difference is you cannot do something based on race, creed, color, sex, or national origin.
Okay. All right.
So in other words, if you went to Woolworths and you went to go sit down and they said, we're not going to serve you, and why? Because you're black. That would be a civil rights violation.
Okay.
If they won't seat you because you're conservative, that would be something different. Now, I personally think they need to add in that of also what you believe, because some of the things have a lot to do with what you believe.
Right. Yeah, it just seemed awful hypocritical to me that, you know, I can own a business and I can refuse a customer and you can take me to court. But these big tech companies can do what they want. But what you said makes sense. I understand it now. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. I appreciate the question. Good question. Going to go to a break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show after this.
Now you who's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. Earl, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Just to kind of give you a heads up, the Dems are putting together a domestic terrorist bill that is going to be very broad and sweeping here in the United States, where they're treating, you know, there are plenty of laws to stop domestic terrorists here. The foreign terrorist world does need special laws because you have to reach out to get those people, and you need to have laws that do that. You have plenty already in the United States, but somebody who's doing something against the United States, in the United States doing something against the United States, you have laws for that. Somebody's in another country doing something against the United States, they're in kind of a different world, so you have to open up, you know, things like the Patriot Act and such, that where you can go get those people and do something about it. This is scary as hell. Some of the stuff I've read about this, and these aren't from far-right wacko groups at all. People like Heritage Foundation and people like that should scare you a lot, scare you a whole lot. So let me do this on Newt Gingrich is going to be talking about the Senate attacks on Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley.
Mr. Speaker, let's first get your reaction to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a patriot. Ted Cruz dared to ask for a 10-day audit. Now, they weren't going to win that battle, but he explained why he thought it was important for the 83% Gallup polled Republicans that think that the integrity of the election was in question. That's not my poll. That's the poll of the Gallup. And or you're an enemy or, of course, seditious caucus. Your thoughts?
I think you're seeing the hysteria of the Biden system, because it's not really about Biden himself. It's this entire team around him who are radicals, who believe if they could exterminate the Republicans, that would be one way to get to unity. As a New York Times columnist wrote this morning, you know, if Biden really wanted unity, he could start by lynching Vice President Pence. It just gives you a sense of the ferocity and the anger and the hatred that underlies the modern left. And I think Cruz showed enormous courage, but he always has. I mean, he's been, whether you like him or dislike him, he is a very smart, very courageous guy who stood for what he believed in. And I was delighted the other day to see Mitt Romney actually come to the defense of both Cruz and Hawley and say, look, they're perfectly allowed to have their own views, and there should be no act of retribution against them in the Senate, much like Feinstein. And I think as people think about it, there's going to be a real reaction to the idea that you should start having a lynch mob going around on the Senate floor, picking out the people it wants to destroy.
The reason I played that is what we're now doing is we're now kind of getting bigger nuggets out there of things that the Dems are doing to try to shut people down, to counsel them and silence them. Remember, they were going to use the 14th Amendment against Cruz and Hawley for sedition, which is crazy. But of all people, Joe Manchin was one of the people that mentioned that. I was stunned at that. Now we kind of get into the Antifa riots and Biden destroying Trump's accomplishments here. Now, notice that, and I looked, very little mention, nothing mentioned on NBC. ABC and CBS mentioned it a little bit last night in the news, a little bit, listening to Newt Gingrich.
I'm watching all this unfold, and I'm watching, you know, the country, and I'm concerned. You see what big tech did before the election. You see what the media does, the 99% of them every day. You see that, you know, this whole demonization and cancel culture is getting wildly out of control, followed up by a snap impeachment in 5 minutes when federal investigators seem more convinced than ever that what they witnessed was planned and plotted and schemed, and they missed signs of and warnings that they should have not missed.
You should be worried about the country. You know, when President Biden in his inaugural starts talking about extremism and manages to not mention Antifa, I actually thought this morning that Seattle and Portland and Denver may have been Antifa's response to having their feelings hurt, because they think they've earned the right to be considered a terrorist extremist group. And the fact that the left refuses, and you'll notice now that Trump is gone, we didn't suddenly get peace. You had Antifa out there saying that they despise Joe Biden, they hate Joe Biden, they don't regard him as legitimate. So I think that people should be worried about America. We are under greater stress right now than any time since the pre-Civil War period, and the stress is very real. And you saw it, you know, I just did a newsletter at Gingrich 360 drawing a distinction between the Biden inaugural and the Biden inauguration day. Because during the inauguration day, he methodically went out and began hunting down and destroying the Trump legacy. But during the inaugural, he was this nice, pleasant unity, bring us all together, which literally within 2 hours he destroyed by his own activities. And you know, I think that anybody who cares about America should be worried. This is not an irrational thing.
By the way, Newt and his wife are back in the United States. When the inauguration happened, she left her post at as ambassador to the Vatican. And did you notice Newt was wheezing a little bit there? He better take care of yourself, Newt. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. What's up?
I got dropped off a while ago.
What's on your mind today?
I noticed that Biden has shut down the pipelines.
Yep. Keystone.
Already.
Yep.
And how many jobs is that going to kill?
It's actually going to be a lot. And the amazing thing is they have bought all this pipe that's there and it's shutting it down. So, you know, there's a... I'm just not sure why they're... I can't get into Joe Biden's mind because he's doing things that are programmable political actions versus doing something for the right reasons. I mean, that the key, he's doing it out of spite. Yeah, well, he's trying to please a particular group of people, and he's going to hurt people. They're going to hurt him job-wise. He's going to make America much more dependent upon Middle East oil. That's never good. The reason we're able to do all the things we did in the Middle East is we weren't dependent on their oil, so we can kind of say, yeah, sorry, we're just not with you on that, where if you're dependent on the oil, they kind of make you come along with them.
And now that some of them are mad at us over, they may not sell us their oil.
Yeah, the happiest people about the Keystone Pipeline being closed is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to hurt jobs. He had President Trump had unemployment down. He had the economy up. And Biden ain't doing nothing. He's going to destroy everything that President Trump worked for.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what Newt Gingrich was saying. He's out here trying to destroy the Trump record. For example, the immigration policy, that is going to bite him on the butt. The Keystone Pipeline, watch oil prices starting to go up, and we'll lose our independence in being a net producer of oil versus an importer of oil.
Then gas prices are going to go up, and that's going to hurt the economy.
Yep. Oh, how about $15 minimum wage? I mean, I have clients of mine who go, I can't do that. I'm not sure what he's...
Yeah, what does he think
we're going to do with the money?
Where people ain't going to be able to pay it.
Yeah, I mean, he can't raise... If a business, most core businesses have anywhere from 40% to 80% of their overhead is labor. And...
True.
If it's around, say it's 50%, if all of a sudden you're taking 50% of your labor and you're having to increase that by 40%, because not everybody that's working in the labor market is making $7.35 an hour. Their 10 is kind of a normal if you've been on the job for several years. But say you increase it by 50%, that is a straight to your bottom line number. And you either have to raise prices or you have to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Or automate.
I mean, and everybody's struggling now as it is because they dickered around because they didn't want to do the stimulus package because Trump was in office. What is McConnell going to do now? He overrode the stimulus package when Trump was there. Now is he going to ride with it? That's showing he's two-faced.
Well, the reason he overrode is because it wasn't just the stimulus package. They had added all this other stuff in. If he would have gotten a clean stimulus package, he would have been fine with that. It was the money for infrastructure, the money for states, and things like that that were the problem.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Can you put me in for Sweet Creek and Mortgage Corporation of the South?
Jeff, it would be an honor and a pleasure if you would give me your month and day of birth.
Month and day, May 1.
May Day, baby, huh?
Mm-hmm. May the 1st.
You little cunt.
I was born May the 1st. My dad was born May the 3rd, a different year, of course. And my brother was born May the 9th. And my grandmother was born May 23rd.
Now, that would have been a cute trick for you to be born before your dad in the same year.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? And then my grandmother, she lived to be 101 months.
Wow.
She had her 100th birthday on May the 23rd.
Man.
And she died June the 23rd.
Man.
Of 2012. And she was born in 1912. She was born the year the Titanic went down about a month later.
Jeff, it has been a pleasure.
There's many times I wish I had sat down with a tape recorder and really talked to her.
Yeah.
I mean, the history that she saw?
Yeah, she saw a lot in her life.
Yeah, sure did.
Jeff, I want you to have a great day, my friend. We do that drawing at 2:30 today and at 1:05 on Thursday for Mortgage Corporation of the South.
Okay, well, if you pull my name and I don't call in, it's because I don't have a radio. I'm at work, so I don't have a radio. So.
Okay, well, if we pull your name, just call us, and Joey can tell you whether you won or not.
Okay, I'll call. You said 2:30?
Call after 2:30.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.
Have a good one.
You too. A working man listening to the Dan Moore Show. I like that. Let's do this. Let's get Newt on Biden dissolving the 1776 commission.
You knew Bill Clinton well. You were speaker during that time. And it became a known phrase, a sister soldier moment. Biden now, the entire Democratic Party has gone so far radical socialist left, I don't think Biden's capable of standing up to his radical base. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to think in terms of the Biden machine, not Biden personally. You know, Biden didn't personally sit down and draft 17 executive orders, but radicals on his staff did. And in some ways, I thought the most telling was their decision. Think about this. On the very day he's sworn in as president, he signs an executive order to destroy the 1776 commission. And all of our viewers tonight ought to ask themselves, what is there about this 1776 commission that made it such a big deal that Biden went out of his way to destroy it on his first day in office? And the answer is, it is a pro-American, pro-history, pro-factual commission, which threatens the very essence of the modern left and all of their 1619 project and all of their lies about the makeup of America. So what you have is a president smiled, pleasant. I thought it was a great speech. I thought it had all the right tone. But I also knew that if Eisenhower had given that speech, he would have meant it. When Biden gives that speech, it's just the pleasant cover below which there's methodically trying to destroy conservatism.
By the way, I suggest that you go and look at 1776 Project and read the commission report on it. It's very, very good. It basically, the 1619 and the all the founding fathers were all these super racists, and they did it for a white society. It's just not true. Not true at all. And if you look at the groups that don't like this thing, Native Americans don't like it. African Americans don't like it. Women don't like it, or women groups don't like it. But if you are a real lover of this country, you ought to read it. It's really good because it talks about the things that they had at risk to start this great thing called a republic. And it's really a good document. Going to go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
In your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gets. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Friday, of all things. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Demo Show, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan, good to hear you.
Good to be heard.
I wanted to see if you could clarify if you knew. Well, I heard at lunch, watching the Fox News, they were talking about Biden clearing the way to make it $15 an hour.
Right.
Law. And they said it was $15 minimum for federal workers. Not everybody.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do the $15 an hour as a minimum wage, but yeah, that is a federal amount. But I mean, there are plenty of jobs that have, and it's going to include contractors also, where right. You have people that are not making $15 an hour. That there's going to have to be a increase in cost to that, and the question will be in contracts that they have, how they're going to handle that.
That's right. But it's, I mean, the way they made it sound, it wasn't like McDonald's workers.
Right, unless you're McDonald's working on a federal base.
Right. Yeah. All right. We'll see how it plays out.
But they're still trying to do $15 an hour minimum wage. It's a national minimum wage.
Yeah, blanket. Yeah. Okay. That's not going to be good.
It is not going to be good.
All right. I'd like to get in on Sweet
Creek,
too.
Mike, give me your month and day of birth.
April 26th.
You got it, Joey's son?
April 26th, yep.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Pray for you, Dan.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the prayers a lot. Urban Knight.
Hey, you know what? That may be an unintended consequence. Maybe we can start not necessarily draining the swamp, but putting the dam on the swamp. If we raise the federal cost of doing business too high.
Well, they'll just tax you more.
Well, yeah, true. But what I really called for was, does anybody really have a number on the pipeline? I've heard 8,000, I've heard 11,000, but I've also been confused. Yeah, I've also been confused by the fact that Canada and Mexico are getting something out of this deal?
Yeah, they're going to, what they were doing is they're joining in to the pipeline so you could add more oil on the pipeline going to the refineries in the southern United States.
I mean, but how does that help the United States per se?
Because they charge them per gallon of fuel.
Oh, I got you. All right, so we make money off of it. Okay, I feel you. Well, I got a question. Why then is this not part of a strategy, an overall strategy, so that we get our point out there with the American people? You know, we drive points like that home that he's costing us money and costing us jobs. I mean, I don't think this is over. I mean, I want to continue the 2020 fight on steroids is what I want to do.
How do you want to fight it?
Well, you know, we have a lot of media that we still have access to, and if we drop simple facts like, hey, you just cost us 11,000 jobs, Joe, you just cost us 8,000 jobs, Joe, and I figured if we even get it out in Canada, because obviously they got 2,000 or 3,000 jobs tied into that, it'll take on more legs if we get it out internationally.
The 11,000 is not true. It's more like 5,000.
Say that again?
The 11,000 is not true. It's more like 5,000. I'm just looking it up.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you say Urbanite lost his Hank Aaron card?
Yeah, I talked about Hank Aaron's passing. I got a
little Alabama guy.
Listening to the call of him hitting his home run, we played the tape, and I got a little emotional. It was just such a great moment. So he called in and he talked about how his dad got him a signed Hank Aaron card way back. And one day his mom decided to clean and renovate his room and threw away all of his baseball cards.
You know, that's a kind of a typical story. My brothers and I were big baseball collectors, yeah. And she found the box that had all the baseball cards in it, and she tossed it. And I'm talking about we had, like, Mickey Mantle, we had Joe DiMaggio, we had all the greats.
And their moms, like, my mom was like that, where it's like, oh, it's old, get it out of here,
yeah.
It's clean.
If you haven't used it in 2 months, then throw it away.
Oh, yeah.
Can I fit Doug in?
Yeah.
Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Dan.
How are you?
Dan, I wanted you to... I'm doing great on this wet day. It was kind of slow at the rock quarry. We have to operate our equipment a lot slower.
I bet.
It's slick. Dan, and I might not be using the correct terminology, but as far as impeachment, the Senate has to do the conviction, and is it 67 votes?
They do the trial, and guilty is 67 votes.
Guilty. Yeah, I know it starts in the House, so it's got to take 67. Well, great, that's not going to happen. Okay, now I would like your opinion. I'm going to be real brief. Do you think that it would be a good idea, a bad idea, a waste of money for Donald Trump to maybe form a cable news outlet that's based on nothing but transparency, the truth, and the facts about the Beltway and the swamp? Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
I wouldn't make it so narrow, and I think something might happen. I think there's some serious discussion going on right now about creating a new network, and Fox is scared to death of that happening. Because it basically would split the audience. But doing things that are more conservative, more, anti-swamp, more America First, and things like that.
Well, I hope that he does that. I really, really do. I enjoy your show, Dan. I appreciate the way that you have the attitude of wanting to further educate people and better everybody's life. And I just want you to know that I'm one of, I don't know how many, that you're in my prayers for your help.
Thank you so much, Doug. That means a lot to me.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. My last trauma-free weekend coming up. Going to be back after the top of the hour break.